Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
When a loved one commits suicide, part of us dies with them. How do we cope? Let's go in depth with Shelley Braley and Angie Reapy, founders of The Safe Place at Celebrate Church in Knoxville. Well, Shelley, tell us a little bit about The Safe Place.
The Safe Place is going to be for people that have been through a suicide. It's a support group and for families and friends and loved ones. It's going to be at the Celebrate Church. We're going to have it the first Thursday of every month, starting in March.
Okay, so it's people that have somehow been associated in their family, friend, whatever, where there's been a suicide.
Right, that's correct.
And so you're going to come there and talk, comfort each other, advise each other, what?
Well, Angie and I named it The Safe Place because you can say whatever you want. And it's doesn't leave the group. You know, it's a very supportive group, and we get a good friendship, very compassionate group. There's a lot of feelings that we have after a suicide, and nobody really understands, and we get it. We get it as a group.
Because you can't, it's hard to understand. It's hard to relate, isn't it?
Yes.
And Angie, you're a behavioral health specialist?
Yes.
And mental health?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, and so why are you interested in this?
I've always kind of been interested in prevention of suicide. So when I happened to meet Shelley and hear of her story, and of course, you know, other stories across Iowa and the United States, I kind of just felt that I wanted to be involved in helping the support afterwards. I know I've worked with a few people that have lost someone due to suicide, and they just feel like they're very alone. And I think The Safe Place will give everybody kind of a family to come to. We can kind of work on some of the unanswered questions and the what-ifs and all sorts of things to try to get them through the very difficult time.
Well, Shelley, would you mind telling people your story?
No, not at all. My daughter's name was Kayla. She was 17 years old. She was a cheerleader and very, very well known in the school system, and everybody loved her for her bubbly personality. But at home it was different. We knew that something was going on with Kayla. We were trying to get her some help, and she was acting out. We tried as hard as we could, but we just couldn't find any services. We did have her counseling a couple times, but that didn't go well. You know, just she didn't want to talk. But we knew something was going on, and we just thought we were getting out of the rut because she was acting better. But we found out later that that was because she had decided what she wanted to do. She wanted to end her life, so she was at a comfortable state. And we came home one day, and she had taken her life.
Well, from what I understand, I didn't know her, but from what I understand, as you say, everybody loved her. She was beautiful, seemed to have, you know, energetic, great personality. She was going places. That's what everybody tells me.
Yes, and she was smart. She got good grades. She didn't have some of the statistics that they say they have. She, you know, she didn't close herself up. And, you know, I believe in the signs, you know, that some people do have those signs, but she didn't carry a lot of those signs that she closed up and withdrew, and she just kind of acted out, just kind of got a little wild on us, so to speak.
So tell us what happened after this. How did you cope with that? How can anyone possibly cope with that?
Oh, my in-laws are wonderful. My mother-in-law came all the time over, and she was comforting me. And my husband, I have a wonderful husband and good friends. I had a friend, Marie. She came from Des Moines. She's a stay-home mom, so she stayed with me for, I believe, 3 weeks. It's Carolyn Wallace's daughter. And she stayed with me, and then a friend stayed with me after that. Do you take it day by day? You don't know how, what's going to trigger anything. Lots of things trigger songs, something somebody says, some silly comments people make. They don't realize what they just said, you know. It's hard. It still affects me to this day, you know. I mean, I think of her every day, every second, every minute.
Every second.
Every second.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about how to cope with a loved one's suicide with Shelley Braley and Angie Reapy.
So, Angie, those teenage years are so tough. Those kids, I mean, there's all kinds of issues going on. They, you know, they're in high school, all kinds of different pressures. They don't understand the world gets a lot bigger when they get out of high school. And then, you know, all the physical and hormonal and mental changes.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes that teenagers go through, trying to find their identity. Where do I fit in? What do I do to fit in? You know, how do I fit in at school? How do I fit in at home? I mean, it's a very challenging time. Like you said, physical changes, mental changes, and sometimes there's no seeing past tomorrow. You know, there's just today. And I think that's where we kind of get into suicide, is the hurt is so bad today. You know, my future, there's not much left of it. And I think that's where some kids get to, which is something, you know, that I guess is sometimes seen as normal, but then it goes beyond that point when, if we can't kind of come back to the reality of things will get better, our lives will get better. But teenagers have a very hard time seeing that. You know, there's not much beyond high school at that moment. So it does make it very difficult for them.
Well, and then some of the things that seem like a big deal when you're a teenager, later on as you mature and get older, they're not any big deal at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, I've worked with lots of teenagers, and I want to tell them, you know, I thought that was the end of the world when I was in school. And now I'm like, oh, my goodness, that was nothing. But at that moment, you know, being a teenager, there's not a counselor or a parent that can tell them that, and a child believe that. You know, it's their thoughts, their feelings. So they don't always feel like other people understand. But once they get past that, yeah, they kind of look back and go, wow, that was, you know, not a huge deal at all. But it's getting past that point of a teenager.
Were there professional services close that you sought or could seek after this happened?
Yes, and it is a mental health. I mean, it is a mental health issue. It's suicides for all ages. But I think that a lot of people, you know, back to the, I think a lot of people know that something's going on. They're not acting themselves. So we did go to Pella for acting out and stuff, you know. All teenagers do act out. And that, unfortunately, that's kind of what the counselors look at, you know, not the suicide part of it, you know, not that they're going to take their life, that they're at that stage. It's more of a, they're having problems, difficulty, teenage years. And I understood that, you know. I don't pass the blame on anybody for that, because, you know, they're human beings too, so they can't really diagnose anybody. But the mental health illness is, it's a serious thing.
Well, and we're talking about a couple of issues with respect to mental health here, aren't we? We're talking about the mental health issues of the person contemplating or that does attempt or is successful at suicide. But then we're dealing with the mental health issues with respect to the recovery, right?
Right.
Of those people that love them.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's definitely something that, you know, I think when people contemplate suicide, they don't consider afterwards. How is this going to affect my family? And it does affect families and friends and neighbors dramatically. And it's, you know, I haven't dealt with it personally myself, but knowing Shelley, and I've known other people that have lost family members to suicide, and it's horrible. I mean, it's just very difficult. And that's kind of why we're wanting to push getting the Safe Place started, so that everyone can have someone to confide in that's been there, that has went through it, and, you know, a shoulder to cry on, to, like I said, answer those questions. It's not going to make the pain go away, but we're hoping that it can help alleviate it a little bit and allow them to feel like they're a member of a family. I know Shelley had mentioned to me before that after her daughter had passed, she felt like people kind of stayed away from her because they didn't know what to say. You know, they didn't want to bring it up or this and that. And we want to do the opposite. We want to invite people in and, you know, let them say whatever it is they need to say. If they want to scream at the rooftop, scream at the rooftop, you know, whatever they need to do to kind of handle the feelings and deal with this horrible situation.
It is hard to figure out what to say. I mean, it just is. And in any kind of a situation like this.
It's very easy in the group, though. It's really hard to explain. We wanted to start this support group because I and Brian, my husband Brian, we had to travel almost an hour and a half to go to a support group. We didn't have a support group in this area, so we want to contact people in the southern central area and the southeastern area of Iowa because we feel it's so important that we get together at least once a month and just hash it out and talk about what we need to talk about.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about how to cope with a loved one's suicide with Shelley Braley and Angie Reapy. Okay, and so you're meeting the first Thursday evening of each month at Celebrate Church in Knoxville. And so I'm guessing you had to go to Des Moines.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right,
West
so
Des Moines.
You had to go to West Des Moines even further. And so you're thinking that your group might be of interest to people that have survived the suicides of loved ones, say, from Knoxville, from Marion County, Newton, Sheraton, Pella.
Lucas. Sheraton.
As far as anybody wants to travel. There's not a whole lot of support groups out there that we're aware of, so we want it to be open to anybody, you know, that wants to come, no matter how far away they are.
So outside of Polk County, there might not be anything in any county around us.
There's five in Iowa.
There's five in Iowa.
And there's quite a few. There's one in Waverly. There's one in Waterloo and Cedar Falls area. And
bigger metropolitan areas.
And far away.
So how would such a meeting happen? What do? You come and you sit. How do you get something like that going? Yeah, introductions, I presume.
Yeah, we'll definitely kind of start off with introductions. We're going to try to have a topic for each month that we meet, whether it's dealing with anniversaries or holidays as they come, different things to kind of allow everybody to discuss a little bit. And if somebody wants to go in a complete different direction, they're more than welcome to do that. But yeah, we'll basically just kind of introduce ourselves, and hopefully after a few times of meeting, we can kind of start having that family bond and that closeness where people can really feel open to say what they need to.
And how many people you think are out there that, you know, in the area?
Oh, there's a lot. I didn't myself know how many there were until after Kayla's death. People came to me and people I have known for years and have had experiences. I've had people email me in that are excited about this. When does the group start? When does the group start? You know, I'd like to start coming. It's just something that you want to talk about. And it's just hard to talk about to people that just don't understand, don't get it, you know. Because Kayla's known for the girl that committed suicide. And we know her as our little bubbly Kayla, you know, the beautiful girl. And her sister, you know, my daughter no longer has a sister, and that affects a lot of people, and we need to get that out there.
And so in some ways, you know, I guess is for you at least, maybe not for everybody, but for you it's sort of a celebration.
Correct.
Kayla.
Correct.
Of her life.
Correct.
And the joy she brought you.
We get to talk about her as much as we want. We get to cry about her. You know, we get to do whatever we want, whatever, you know, for her birthday. It's hard to tell a total stranger for her birthday that I went to her grave and had chicken strips. She loved chicken strips. And at the group, everybody gets it. You know, we all understand, you know, okay, so I went to, on her birthday, I went out there and had chicken strips with Kayla, you know, and just go out there and it's just beautiful and quiet, peaceful, and I can talk to her and eat chicken strips.
Is part of the goal to allow people to heal a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're not here to completely, you know, heal and make things better. There's always going to be, you know, that grief, I think, that family members go through. But yeah, for the majority, it is to kind of allow some of the healing to take place. Everybody heals in different ways and at different times. But hopefully this will kind of give them an alleyway of how to handle things and to heal as much as they possibly can. And, you know, like Shelley said, lots of people can't talk to just the average person. And if you talk to a therapist, sometimes, you know, you get a different response than at a support group. The therapist typically won't have, you know, the experience regarding suicide. Therefore, it's not as close, I think, as the support group will be to kind of visit and vent and heal together.
And you're going to serve as a professional, you're going to serve as a facilitator, maybe?
Yep. I'm going to facilitate the group with Shelley. Basically, just from the professional aspect, I've known people that have completed suicide. I've known family members that have lost loved ones from suicide, but it has never really directly, I guess, affected my life like it has Shelley. So that's how I think we'll kind of be a good group to start off, her and I, with her experience, and hopefully my professional background will be some help too.
So forgive me if I say this wrong.
Okay.
But what you're doing is, out of this tragic event, trying to make the best of it.
That is correct. That's perfectly said. There's nothing good about suicide, you know, because there's always tomorrow. But we need each other as a support group. We need to talk it out. And I feel like, because we had to travel so far, I feel like we need to have something closer. We need to have something in the southern Iowa, central eastern district of Iowa that we can get together in and talk, hash it out. And sometimes we go through all the stages, you know, of grief, and a lot of the time we're angry. And a lot of Angie's job is to kind of balance that, you know, because we all have different feelings.
So how do you want the community to remember your daughter, Kayla?
I want the community to remember her as that 17-year-old that was obnoxious and loud and funny and loved to make people laugh. And she was the most caring person, and she was the easiest person to talk to and the most honest person until it came to her feelings. And she wanted to help everybody else, but she just couldn't help herself.
Well, and now, with both of your help, she just might be helping somebody.
That is correct. I hope so. She'll be at those meetings helping us.
Thanks to Shelley Braley and Angie Reapy for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.